Cleaning Nation. Welcome back to a continuation of Monday's podcast featuring special guest Debbie Sardone. But before we start, I want to take a quick second to thank you. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for all the great reviews on iTunes and the amazing feedback that we get on our Facebook group. If you're listening to the podcast and you want to know what Mike looks like, check out our YouTube channel. And if you're watching us on YouTube, take us on the road by subscribing to the podcast. If you're on fire to grow your business, check out our homepage, www.growmycleaningcompany.com, for an amazing new tool on how to grow your cleaning company. If you dig the show, you're going to love what we have waiting for you at www.growmycleaningcompany. Now on with the show.
Yeah, so let's talk about that.
What is a year? Yeah.
Are there any other qualifications? Just so go people ahead. Going, oh, I don't know if I qualify. I'm not big enough or smart enough or cool enough or whatever. What would disqualify somebody from being able to participate?
Well, if they'd only been in business a few months instead of a year and they don't have an EIN, that we would say, why don't you wait till you've been in business a year, because we want to make sure they're legitimate companies. And which obviously that doesn't guarantee it, but that's just a starting point for us.
Sure.
And you need to be willing to commit to your two cleanings a month. So if somebody says, well, I can't afford that right now, I could do one cleaning a month. Right now, they wouldn't be able to join the program. Now, later on, we actually might end up changing that threshold down to one a month. And so be on the horizon, be watching out for changes in the future. But right now, our standard has always been, if you can commit to two a month, and you either have an EIN or have been in business 1 year, we're going to work with you. We want you a part of the program.
And then what kind of a commitment should I expect? Is this a month, a quarter, a year, till I die? What are we talking about?
Well, obviously there's millions of women with cancer and there's only thousands of cleaning services out there. So if you're willing to accept two patients a month, this could go on forever.
But in terms
what we have found
in terms of agreement, like, is it ahead. Obviously you can't force anyone to do anything, but do you say, hey, we'd like you to participate for at least a month or at least 3 months? Or is there kind of a minimum, like, hey, if you're not ready to do this for 3 months, now's not the time? Or is it just,
you know,
a month?
It would probably be smart on our part to have some kind of a minimal commitment, because it's expensive, as you can imagine, to onboard a new Cleaning for Reason partner. We send them a whole packet of materials, and if they do drop out in 2 or 3 months, we've gone in the hole big time. But it is on the honor system. We can't make them fulfill their promises, and we don't ask them to promise any length of time. I will say this, of the cleaning companies that have joined over the years, over the last 10 years, the ones that get involved immediately, they get excited, they make an announcement with their employees. We send them swag. We have all these adorable pink things to let them hand out. When they make announcements to their clients and they tell all their customers and they send a letter to their customers and tell them, I've signed up and I'm available, and tell all your friends and colleagues and neighbors that we're here to help who have cancer, and they make an announcement on Facebook. If they jump in during that first month to 2 months and they generate buzz and they serve a few patients, they pretty much are in forever. I mean, they just don't drop out. It's the ones who are already overwhelmed in their business. They do nothing with this program. They sign up. They tell no one. They don't talk about it on Facebook. They don't make an announcement with a letter or a newsletter or an email to their clients. And 4 months go by and they paid $20 a month in pledges and they haven't served anyone. They haven't served a single patient. Those are the most likely companies to drop out. And it's sad, because this was their opportunity to create front of mind awareness, incredible buzz and exposure in their community, and really elevate their brand in an indirect way and serve some people. And they miss the opportunity, and then they get discouraged and drop out. So we see both. We see both.
So if you were able to kind of have a magic wand and kind of detail out what someone that's going to have the best experience typically looks like, how much time should, because we've talked about money in terms of, hey, it needs to be, sounds like 5 to 10 hours a month in cleaners that you're going to pay and not get any financial remuneration from, plus $20. So I think we got a clear picture of the money, but you made a great point that the time is equally, if not more important, and can be even more challenging. So what kind of time budget, if I say, hey, I don't want to do this, Debbie, unless I'm going to be a really good fit, I'm going to get a lot of benefit for myself, my team, my company, my community, I get the money part, but how much time as an owner should I expect to kind of invest maybe the first month and then on typical months after that to have a good experience? Obviously, I understand you could be like, you don't have to invest any time, but that's not what I'm looking for. I want to do a good job and do those things that you talked about. How long can I kind of budget in for that to take?
Right. What would produce some results? So the way I would explain what I recommend is look at the patterns that you already follow in your own business. Do you neglect all of your marketing? Do you spend no time talking about it, no time marketing, no time talking it up on Facebook? Then you need to add some time that you're not already devoting. And if you do that, whether it's 30 minutes or an hour a week, it's better than what you haven't been doing in the past. But if you already do spend some time talking up your business, whether it's on Facebook and you're doing it yourself or networking or whatever, I don't think you necessarily need more time. You just change the conversation. So if you already spend about an hour a week jumping out on Facebook and talking about your recent offer and bragging about, you know, an employee that just got a 5-star rating or whatever you already do on Facebook, you don't need more time. You just change the conversation. You jump out on Facebook and instead of talking about the coupon, you say, "We're so excited we joined Cleaning for a Reason today. If you know a woman in your neighborhood or in our community or at work that has cancer, please tell them about Cleaning for a Reason. We are here to serve." So you probably haven't spent more time. You just changed your message. Now you created a ridiculous opportunity for marketing because not everybody will share a coupon that you post when you say, "We have openings tomorrow." But more people are likely to take that post and share it and say, "Oh, this is wonderful. I can't believe you're doing this," or "I heard about this organization." So you just change the conversation. Same thing if you already do networking. And every week you go to networking and you say the same 30-second commercial over and over again. "Hi, we're ABC Cleaning Service and we're insured and bonded and we have openings." Now you change the conversation. It's not more time. It's different words. "Hi, we are a part of Cleaning for a Reason and we give free house cleaning to women with cancer. Please tell your customers about my service." And now you have a room full of networking buddies that maybe wouldn't have told people about your service, but now they have a reason to say, "Oh, I heard your nephew had your niece has cancer, or your aunt has cancer. This cleaning service I network with is serving women for free." So I don't know that you have to add a ton more time. I think it gives you an opportunity to shift your pitch and share with your customers. Now,
give me more tools in your tool belt. I like that, you know, you might have 3 or 4 messages of varying degrees of interest to your customer. This is another kind of super message that's going to probably be interesting to most folks you share it with. So I love that. You're not adding time, you're just changing.
Add to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be that way. Now, I like to add time too. I do think your business will benefit if you're willing to add time. Obviously, still do your other marketing, but if you're willing and you have the time to add extra time and emphasis, then definitely, you know, create that letter that you haven't been sending out to your clients. You know, I like to tell people a lot of businesses get so busy that the only time they actually hear from the owner, like through a letter in the mail, is a rate increase. It's we only send letters when we got bad news to deliver. So this would give you an excuse. Let's say in the month of October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you send a letter on pink paper and you announce this to your clients. It's not another rate increase. It's this wonderful announcement. So I don't think you have to invest that much time, but like any other marketing or effort, the more time you do invest, the more results you will reap.
Got it. Well said. So this is probably a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it just for everyone out there that's thinking it, didn't want to say it. If I'm an enterprising fellow and I'm like, well, shoot, I love this idea. I'm just going to go, you know, hop on that train myself. Why not just kind of do my own thing? Like I don't need Debbie and all this nonsense. I'm just going to go get it.
I'll tell you why I would recommend that you not do that. First of all, unless you're bored and you don't really, you really don't have that much to do, and most business owners aren't there.
That's 0% of my listeners, but go ahead.
Exactly. Unless you're bored and looking for a new challenge, you probably have good intentions to go out and do your own thing. But a year later, you'll look back on it and go, man, we were so busy putting out fires and hiring and firing employees and taking on new jobs, we never got around to going to the local hospitals and trying to, you know, recruit patients. So our good intentions end up never happening when you don't have an easy, what I call done for you way to donate. So give me a done for you way and I'm all over it. This makes it easy. We vet the patients. We find the patients. We bring them to you. You just show up and clean.
That brings up another, I'm sure, dumb question, but I've got to ask. How on God's green earth did you do this? Did you, because you had a company when you started this. This isn't your full-time endeavor. How on God did you just stop sleeping, or how did you pull all this together?
Yeah. Well, I don't sleep much, but I actually still own my cleaning service. It's a large service in Dallas. And it started as a company policy. It didn't start as a nonprofit. I took a phone call from a woman who was just calling my office probably close to 20 years ago. And she was just getting a quote for cleaning her house. So I gave her a price and she said, oh, I can't really afford that right now. I'm not working because I'm going through chemotherapy and radiation. Maybe when I get back to work, I can call you guys. And, you know, I'm sure I said something like, oh, you know, I'm so sorry to hear that. And we both hung up the phone. And as soon as I hung up the phone, and this was the days before caller ID, I can remember like it was yesterday, sitting at my desk, looking at the phone and saying to myself, oh, my gosh, why didn't I just offer to clean her for free? What is wrong with me? Why didn't that even enter into my consciousness? It wasn't intentional. I was just in business mode. I was selling. She was another percentage of people that didn't buy.
Yeah.
And when I hung up, I realized I should have not sold in that moment. I should have said, well, you know what? I'm so sorry to hear you have cancer. My mom is a survivor. I would love to just come out and clean for you if you will let me do that. That's what I should have done. And I vowed that day, that's not going to happen again. And I told my staff, if ever a woman has cancer and she calls our office and needs our help and can't afford us, we are giving her the cleaning. So wow. The first step for me was to make a conscious decision to just don't always be in business mode. And we did a little bit of it, but it wasn't a nonprofit. It wasn't known. Back then, I was afraid to promote it because I thought, oh my gosh, what if people start taking advantage of us? And so, you know, I was a little nervous, but we did it. And we did it for several years. We cleaned for customers that got cancer and couldn't afford our service. We even cleaned for some employees that got cancer and we went out and cleaned for them for free and some ladies at my church.
Wow.
But we didn't do it consistently. We were waiting for people to find us. And so then, you know, I won't bore you with all the details, but 10 years ago, I was speaking to a room full of cleaning companies and I shared the company policy. And Mike, I cannot tell you how many companies came up to me afterwards and said, I want to do that. I want to do that in my hometown. You know, I shared the company policy of cleaning for free. And that was when I realized these companies could be doing this all over the country if they just had an easy way to make it happen for them. And that was when I decided I'm taking this company policy and turning it into a nationwide nonprofit. And cleaning companies have been signing up ever since because they really like doing this.
Well, the one thing I want to give that I got from that I want to make sure Cleaning Nation doesn't miss out on is you kind of hit it on the head. You said, well, this woman called and I was just in business mode, which is fine. We're all in that mode. And I hung up and kind of got snapped out of it, so to speak, and went into human mode and said, oh, I really made a mistake. My first thought was, well, let's get on the call ID and call this woman back. And like, this is before that was available. So myself included, I think a lot of people would have just said, well, I got, you know, that's a missed opportunity and gone right back into business mode. I love that you're like, you know what, this woman, I regret and I can't undo or fix that situation, but by golly, I can make sure it doesn't happen again. I love that kind of creativity of not just giving up at the first, well, I don't have her number, so this conversation's over, and moving to, no, this ends now. I just love that creativity and commitment to making a change.
Yeah, when you feel bad about something, you've got two opportunities to do nothing and let it happen again, possibly, or decide, okay, how do I prevent what just happened? And I felt bad. I felt like, my gosh, I have this big cleaning service why on earth did I not think to give it away? So that's the way I feel about Cleaning for Reason. There's so many cleaning companies out there that really want to do something, but you know, they don't have time. They don't have time to go get PR and write a press release and, you know, find these cancer patients. And, you know, you were asking, what about if you just do it on your own? The public is less responsive to a business that's giving anything away for free, because as consumers, we've all been conditioned that there are strings attached to everything that's for free. And so the public is less believing if you on your own just start putting it out there, hey, I clean for, you know, Alzheimer's patients, or I clean for cancer patients. They're always going to wonder, yeah, but they're going to get my aunt out there and then pressure her to upgrade. Or, you know, the public is suspicious of anybody doing anything for free, but the public is more trusting of a bona fide nonprofit. I mean, this is a real 501c3. They can go to our website, which is a third party, and they can check to see if you're for real or if you're just a fraud. And they look on our website and they see, oh, they're for real. This clean, you know, these cleaning companies really are doing this. And so there's safety in the comfort that I can sign my mom up for this free cleaning, and I don't have to worry that this Joe Blow's cleaning is going to go out there and say, oh no, you owe me half.
Yeah.
So there are so many reasons for not doing it on your own. And one of them is that very reason right there. The public is much more willing to participate when they see it's run through a real nonprofit instead of a local cleaning company that they don't know.
And then that, I mean, I hate to get so technical, but does that mean, is there any kind of tax benefit for me if I sign up and donate this time?
Well, cleaning companies, everything we do that costs us money is our tax break, right? Mm-hmm. So when you pay an employee $50 to go out and clean a job that would have been $100, your tax benefit is the $50 spent.
Okay, that makes sense.
Nobody gets to write off profit they never got. So you don't get to write off the profit because it was something we never had. But the out-of-pocket expense, you're literally writing off the cleaning products because you already paid for them. It's a business expense, and you're writing off the labor because you already paid it. It's a business expense.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you don't have to pay tax on that. You just give the money, and it's a regular business expenses and taxes due. All right, last dumb question, and this is I could talk to you for hours, but I'd say give or take half of our audience is owners of commercial janitorial companies, and for those that have stuck around, God bless you. I'm glad you're still here. What about those guys? They're like, well, I don't, you know, that wouldn't work on a business. How does that work?
This has really been good for a lot of commercial janitorial companies that have seen the vision and the potential. I'll give an example of a gentleman down in, I think it's Vero Beach, Florida. And he has such a passion for Cleaning for a Reason. He literally hired a couple of ladies to do the cleanings for him that don't clean at night buildings and offices. But there are other companies that they don't do any of the cleanings because they have no residential cleaning in their program. But they donate to Cleaning for a Reason. So we have a program where as low as $600 a year, which is $50 a month, a janitorial company can become an official sponsor, and they can use our logo. And this one particular company in Vero Beach told us, and he didn't do it for this, but this was the benefit to him. He said he held a fundraiser. He got all kinds of publicity. He was featured on the front page of the newspaper. His cleaning company, it's 25 years of business. Nobody had ever done a story in the media with him. He's been featured on TV because he's an official sponsor, and he's raised funds for us. So he created a lot of public goodwill, and he includes the certificate that we give him for participation. It's a pink certificate. He makes copies and includes them in all of his bid proposals with a story about why he sponsors Cleaning for a Reason. And he said he has literally won bid proposals when he wasn't the lowest bidder because the person who was the influencer said, I like what you do. My aunt had cancer, or my mother had cancer. And it's literally helped them kind of stand out in their bid proposals. They're all navy blue and black and white with their pink and their message of we give back to the community. So it's a great tool of distinction. Even if they don't clean houses, they can just do it as a sponsorship. They can really get excited about it and hold fundraisers. I'll tell you about one more company because I know we're about out of time. But there's a company in Pennsylvania that they didn't want to do any cleaning because that's not what they do. They clean buildings, not homes. But they said, I want to sponsor 10 maid services right here in my community. So they paid the pledges, the $20 a month pledges of 10 cleaning companies because they could afford it.
Yeah.
And then they held fundraisers, they held events, they've been on TV. I can't tell you how many times being interviewed by the media. And they've built relationships with these cleaning services and they've created so much good public goodwill with their participation. Now they have somebody in marketing to help with that. Obviously you have to be a big enough company to do it. But just being a sponsor aligns your brand with this. You can give to other great charities. There's wonderful cancer charities out there, but this will be the only one that keeps the spotlight on cleaning. Other charities keep the spotlight on research, but this is in your wheelhouse right here.
And you're serving your community. There's literally like, wow, that was my neighbor. Just like you said, my mom had cancer. It's one thing to be able to picture kind of an ultimate cure for this and scientists and lab coats and funding all that. It's another to say, I know Mrs. Johnson down the road and she's the sweetest human being ever. And that just made her whole week or her whole month to have these people love on her in that way. So I love it. And as far as the janitorial
it's practical
company,
help today.
Yeah, it's easier to picture. And that janitorial company, I love, it was a good idea to put the, kind of have a copy of their affiliation with you. I like that. That's creative, but it's, a little bit of a no-brainer. I think the supercharger for that, where you really made me just fall in love, was the story. So it's not just a picture of this, which is great. Everyone should do that. That's associated with you guys, of course. Why wouldn't you? But to put the story about why I did this and, a personal story. My mom had cancer and we served this woman in it. And I think that is phenomenal. Exactly. So I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit and just make an assumption based on our time together. If I am a janitorial company and I am fired up by this and go, oh my gosh, I am just connecting with this woman. They're amazing. If they called you, would you help them kind of come up with some of these creative ideas? Like, hey, I've got some time, I've got some money, but I'm not creative like you are. Can you help me find a way to A, make this pay so I've kind of got some marketing benefit and exposure and all the good stuff that you talked about, but B, I want to help a lot of women and I don't know what to do. Is that something you and your team could walk them through?
We would be happy to. In fact, at Cleaning for a Reason, we hold monthly teleseminars. And most of the teleseminars are centered around getting the word out, creating PR, creating press, how to hold fundraisers. You know, if you participate in the monthly teleseminars, you're going to learn a ton about how to get your story told in the community. Because like you said, there's a story behind why anybody would join this program. And a janitorial company is probably not going to join just because they think it'll be good PR. It's probably going to resonate with them on some personal level. And so, yeah, we do monthly teleseminars. And if that doesn't do it for them, Mike, just give them my personal cell phone number and I will tell them the 10 ways they can get great PR and leverage this in their community and really stand out.
All right. I'm going to end by saying this because, again, Debbie never would. I just love, you can tell when you talk with people that are kind of, hey, I'm in this for a buck and it's a good way to make money. And obviously there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's fantastic that you've had the success that you have had doing all this free work. But I can just hear in your voice the passion and we've spoken off air before. And I think I'd mentioned to a couple people that had asked me about you or asked me about Cleaning for a Reason. Yeah, I've talked to that woman and either she's the best actress I've ever come across or this lady is just gaga in love with serving women with cancer in a way that is just so intimate and special. So Debbie, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, when you want to check out Debbie's show notes page, I will make sure I put all the resources and pictures and videos, everything I can get from her, I'll put it up there. You can get it at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.